Okay, today's Daf Zayin. We're on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, not so much on the bottom. A little second line where the lines get wide. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, Gag HaSamach L'Chatzar, if you have a roof next to a chatzar, so somehow the houses are not built evenly. So you have a chatzar next to the guy's roof. So Chaver Osa L'Maka Gavoa Dalit Amos. You still have to build a wall of 4 amos because the hezek re'ir problem still exists. Aval bin gag legag lo, but not between two roofs. Why not? Because we had this already at the base. Roofs were not used so frequently. So once in a blue moon, you go up to the roof. You don't have to build a fence for that. Rav Nachman today, Rav Nachman himself says, ain zakuk ledalat amos. You don't have to build a fence 10 amos tall. Aval zakuk lemechitzas asara. You have to build a 10 tefachim tall. That you do have to build. So the Gemara says, lamai, why? I have to build a thing 10 tefachim tall. Ela hezek re'ia arba amos be'ina. If it's because of hezek re'ia problems, you need 4 amos. Ela l'nitfas alof kaganef. If to keep the robber out, right, to make a boundary between you and the neighbor, don't go into my property, don't go into my roof, then kimis pasma almasagya. Then just markers would be enough. E l'gediyim u'tala'im. If to keep the goats and the sheep out of my property, then b'chdei shlo yizdake b'bas rosh tagi. Then to make sure they can't jump, 3 tefachim is enough. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, "La'olam l'nitpas alav kiganav." Really, it's just to keep the robber out. Just that your neighbor should know where your property is. B'mitzvahs matzim ishtamile. But if he has a marker, he can just ignore it. I didn't see it. I didn't realize. So I make a little wall 10 tefachim tall. Amar mimutzuri kama mitzivna. I was bending over. Come up with excuses how you're going to use the property of the other guy just because there's a marker there. Mechitzas asara lo matzim ishtamile. You have a 10 tefach wall. A 10 tefach wall. How are you going to belittle that wall? How are you going to get around it? Can't get around that. There's a good wall here. Meisvei. Following question. I'm not sure how to read this Gemara. Im hayachateru l'mayla migago shel chaveru. If the chatzar of somebody is higher than the fence of somebody else. So the roof of someone else. Somehow there's a roof over here. On top of the roof, above the roof, like in Yerushalayim has such a thing. People, everything's built on hills. So you have a roof and a chatzar. So, again, when you're dealing with a chatzar, it's different rules because there's so much use in a chatzar that we have hezek re'ia problems. So meitzvei, am I chatzar l'mal l'migal b'shal chaveru? Ain't this kakin lo? What is ain't this kakin lo? Ain't this kakin lo? You don't have to bother. You don't have to bother with it. What does that mean? You don't have to bother with it. We don't have to bother with it. You don't have to put up a fence. Why not? Because we're talking about a roof. And roofs, we said, there's no rule. My love, doesn't that mean anus kakin lo klal? You don't have to put up anything? Kasha on Rav Nachman? Lo, anus kakin lo dalat amos, avlonus kakin lo mechitzas asara. No, you don't have to put up a four-amo wall, but 10 tefach wall you have to put up. Itmar? Yeah. Somehow they're adjoining houses. As I said, I don't know how to read this Gemara, I don't understand the Metzius. Somehow there's adjoining houses, and the roof is next to the chatzar. I'm not exactly sure how that is. Now we're going to say Itmar. From here to Itmar. Shtei chatzeru zu l'mayla mizu. 2 chatzers, but one's above the other. Right? Again, you're living next door to each other. You're on top of the hill, he's in the bottom, but you're next door neighbors. So one house is way higher than the other. So Amar of Rav Huna, Tachton Bona Mikinegdo, the guy on the bottom builds up his house. V'ole. What does v'ole mean? I wonder what that means. Right? He builds up his wall till the starting point of the guy on top of him, right? The Elyon bonem yikinegdo v'ole, and the guy underneath the top guy. What is he doing? V'ole, the top guy, he builds a wall, and v'ole he goes four amos tall. Rav Chisda Amar Elyon Mitzayel Lamata, the top guy helps the bottom guy. Ubon and they build. Tanya Kibosh and Rav Chisda, if a bride that supports this, Shtei Chatzeru Zulu Ma'ala Mitzu, 2 chatzers, one on top of the other. Lo Yomer Elyon Areni Bona Mikinekti Va'ola. The top one can't say, I'm building mine, I'm nothing to do with you. Ela Mitzayeh Lamata Ubona helps the bottom guy and he builds. V'moysa Chatzeru Lamayla Migadu Shal Chaveru Ena Zakaglo. But if it's regarding If it's a roof, then the rule doesn't apply, because as we said before, when you're talking about roofs, the use is not as common, and therefore you don't have to build four tefachim, just 10 amas. Like I said, I'm not sure of the metzias of this case, like what's going on here. Okay. Hanu Beit Rei, there are these two guys. The Havidayah Chad Havidayah Aloy, the Chad Havidayah Tatoy. One lived upstairs, one lived downstairs.
Two brothers.
And they inherited it. So Itbar Tatoy. The bottom guy's house, the bottom guy's apartment, starting to sink. It's starting to sink into the ground, and his ceiling is becoming smaller. So Amalei Tatoy Leiloi. The guy downstairs says to the guy upstairs, Tav Nivnia. Let's rebuild this house. Can't live in my apartment anymore. Amalei Anosh Aprikad the Irna. I'm living fine. My upstairs is no problems. Amalei Istaria Ana the Ivna. I'll destroy the whole house and I'll rebuild it from scratch. Amal Amar, the top one says, Lesli Duchte Lemedarba. I have nowhere to live in the interim. Where am I going to live in the meantime? Amalei Ana Ogirloch Duchta. I'll rent you an apartment in the meantime. Amalei Lo Tarachna. Nah, that's a tircha. Got to move all my stuff. I don't want to do that. Lo, and I have to stick in words over here because there are words that are taken out. Lo kamit lo amalei. So the bottom guy says lo kamitadali. I have nowhere to live. I can't live in this apartment. So amalei. So the top guy says, what do you mean? Shuv akreisach v'ol shuv akreisach upok. Bend down, put your stomach down, and go in. Put your stomach down and go out. In other words, bend down. Live your life bending down. Amar Rav Chama. His brother, right. Oh, not only that, Rav Chama's going to pass him like that. Amar Rav Chama, Bedina kama akev. You're right. Bedina, he could be the top, the bottom, the top guy could stop the bottom guy from doing this. Is that? You're right. I don't have to move out. The Hanimil, it's only true. The Lamata Kishuri, Lamata Me'asara. If the bottom apartment is not less than 10 tefachim tall. Aval Mata Kishuri, Lamata Me'asara. But if it falls below 10 tefachim, Matzi Amalei, Lamata Mi'ud Rishusa, Didihu, V'lo Mishtabidlach. I never agreed. I didn't live in an apartment less than 10 tefachim tall. We learned in Sukkah, that's not considered a dira. It's a dira Surucha, the Gemara called it. The Hani Mili also, that's also true, to lo asnu gabi hadadi. They never made an agreement among each other. Aval asnu gabi hadadi. But if they made an agreement among each other that if this ever happened, that the top one would agree to move out, then sasu yubani, then they destroy it and rebuild it. I don't know what the chiddush of that is. You can agree to anything. The chi asnu bahadadi hadadi, and when they agree to this, ad kama, how much? In other words, what's the cutoff? When do they have to agree? Like we learned, Romo, the height of an apartment should be kechati arko v'kechati rochbo, half its length plus half its width. Rashi says that's modeled after the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash was where is it? Where is that Rashi there? Oh yeah, right. Rashi says the Heichal was 40 amos by 20, right? 40 by 20 is 60. Half of that is 30. The height was 30. Even though that's such an unbelievable model, Amalei Rabba, Lavamina Lechu, didn't I tell you, Lotitz Lebabuki, Sirki, Rabbi Nachman? Don't hang silly things on Rav Nachman's back. Don't say things in the name of Rav Nachman that are not true. Amar Rav Nachman, Hachyam Rav Nachman, Hezer Rav Nachman said, Ki the diary inchi, the way normal people live. The way normal people live. After such a model like the Beis Hamikdash, no, normal people. The Kama, so it's normal people. Amar Vuna, Brei Dev Yeshua, Ki Heichi Da Aile Asrusa De Mechuza V'Hadar. It's a machlok, it's exactly what this means. Basically, that you have the stuff of Mechuza read either on your head or on your shoulder, and you can walk around in your own apartment and don't bump into anything. Right? In other words, you have some normal airspace. What is it exactly? Whatever the shear is. Then, if it falls below that, you have to destroy the house and rebuild it, if they agree to it. And yeah, so somehow it's not impacting. I don't know. I've thought about that. I don't know the metzias of these cases. Right. Next, we're gonna have a very similar case now. Ahu Gavra, there was a guy, David Bnei Ashisa, who built a wall, Achore Kuve de Chavre, blocking the windows of his next door neighbor. Covey's a window. Amalei, the next door neighbor says, Kavavatolai, you just made my house all dark. Amalei, Sachar nalach hacha. You know what? You're right. You know what? Let's destroy your wall over here. Take the windows out over here. Va'vid nalach kavoy le'el ma'ashisai. And I will move the windows that will be above my wall. Okay? That's what we'll do. We'll move the windows that will be above my wall. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Gemara is going to answer in a few minutes. That, what? I forget the issue of closing up a window. I didn't see that here, but that is Rabbi Huda HaChassid says that. That's one of the ones of Rabbi Huda HaChassid that everybody's nizer in, as far as I know. Right? Taking haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, nobody's nizer in that. Very few people. But this one, everyone, for some reason, this caught on. Like everyone said, if Lo Sigzol would be something in Rabbi Huda HaChassid, people would be careful about it. So the Rabbeinu Yonah points out that's why he doesn't say, I don't want my windows crazy high. What kind of house is that? Can't you reach the windows? It's not a valid taina because they don't live there anyway. It's just a storehouse. We're going to see it's a storehouse. We're talking about a storehouse. Who wants my windows next to my ceiling? Nobody has windows like that. That's not a normal thing. Why doesn't he tie into that? He doesn't tie into that because Lamaisi doesn't care. What if he turns it into a regular house one day? Now it's a storehouse. One day I'm going to live in it. Right? So he didn't mention such a taina, so therefore the Gemara doesn't deal with it. Amalei, so he answers back, Kamaras le lashisoi. You ruin the wall like that. You're going to ruin the wall like that. So Amalei, you know what? Sasar nalach lishisach, I will destroy the wall, adukta dekavase, dekave, until the area of the windows, gizunt, ubanina la, and I'll rebuild it, vavid nalach kavai, bibinyana le'el ma'ashisoi. And I'll put the windows back above the wall. Amalei, so the neighbor says, you can't do that either. Ashisa mitatoi atika lemele'el charata lo kaima. No. Partial new wall, and plus the regular wall's old, that such a wall will not last. Okay? There's a machlokish mishon, if that's a valid taina. Is that even true? The Rambam doesn't mention it's taina. The Rambam says, Tosu says it's a valid taina. The Rambam says that the reason why he doesn't want to do this is because destroying the whole wall, then you have your wall open in your house, you have to move everything out of the house. That's a tircha. That he didn't want to agree with. But the etzem taina, that's not a valid taina. What kind of rule is that? Part of the wall can't be new and part of the wall can't be old. It's an old wall. All doing is making it newer. That's no good. Tosu seems to say, yeah, that's no good. The Torah's Chaim's medayik in the Rambam, it's not no good. That's a pain in the neck. That's all. Yes, that's true even today, no? To what extent? I don't know. It's a good question. What's the cutoff? I don't know. We're going to see in a few minutes. It's more. It's actually a machlokas. I don't know what we're going to see. It's a machlokas. Right. Amalei, so the neighbor says back, the guy who built the wall, so sarna lo adla ara, I'll take the whole wall down, ubanina lay, and I'll rebuild it, vavidna loch kavi begava, and I'll put the windows nice and high. Amalei, so the guy says, no. Chada ashisa charata bekuli baisatiko lo kaima. No, one new wall, and the whole house is old. That's not going to last. Amalei, so sign alei lekula beisa. I'll take the whole wall down. Ubinina loch kavi bibina. The whole house. I'll take the whole house down. I'll rebuild it. Amalei, lesli dukta lemeita. I don't have anywhere to live. Amalei, agirna loch dukta. I'll rent you space. Even though we're going to see in a minute, it's just a storehouse. Maybe he had no place to store the stuff. Amalei, lo terachna. That's a big tercha for me. Amar Rav Chama, the din kama akev. That's a good din. You can stop him. He doesn't have to agree to this. So the Gemara says, Hainu ha, the same exact thing as before. Even though it's not really the same. Same idea. So the Gemara says, Hasu lamali. What do I need the second case for? This case of the neighbor with the building, the wall, blocking the windows. Ba'alma. No, the chiddush is, hey, you don't even live in the house. It's just a storehouse of tivna, straw, grain, beitzivi, wood. It's a storehouse, a store shed. And he still could stop. He still could say, "I don't want to take it down."
You're obstructing my view of my storehouse.
Right. Now you're obstructing my view. You made my storehouse darker. I had windows. Now there's no sunlight coming in. That's his taina. So the Rishon, believe it or not, the Rishon has a machlokas. What if there's something in there? What if it's empty? Can you? What's your tircha now? Now you're complaining. I blocked your storehouse. Fine, I'll rebuild it, the whole thing. And I'll put the windows higher. Can you still stop him? There's no tircha now. Some Rishonim say, yeah, you can still stop him. Some say, now already it's midas stone. Now if you say no, it's no reason to say no. So Amidah, we don't let you be act like a person from Sodom, to be lahachas for no reason. Kofin Amidah Sodom. Right? We could tell you can't act like that. But some Rishonim say, no, you can still tie into it. Why? Maybe some kind of tircha somehow. Okay. Next. Hanu Beitrei, there were these two brothers, Hanu Beitrei Achi, two brothers, the Pligi Bahadi Adadi. They divided up the estate. Chad Matya Aspelida. One took the Aspelida, which Rashi says is a Traklin Yafa, a nice house. There are two other pshat of what it means. Either it means a cave. It's hard to imagine it means a cave. We'll see why in a few minutes. Tosfos says it means a porch. It's a porch. It's a rachsadra. Can't be a house. We'll see why in a few minutes. V'chad Matya Tarbitza. One took the garden. That's how they divided it. One took the house, one took the garden. Azal ahu d'matya tarbitza, the guy who took the garden went ahead. V'kabani ashisa apuma d'asplida, and he built the wall at the edge of the asplida. We'll translate it as a house, even though it's not really. Rashi is going to be hard to say it's a house. Well, they both have problem with their pshat. It's hard to say it's a house. It's hard to say it's a porch. The cave is the hardest one. The Aruch says that. Because you're going to see in a minute that they made a cheshvan of the bricks and the beams. So if it's a cave, what kind of cheshvan is that? So Amalei, the owner who owns the house, says, "Ma'afaltolai, you just made my house darker. Right? You just made it darker. Why'd you make it darker? Because you built a wall on the edge of my property for your garden. Now you blocking all my sunlight." The Or Zeruah says that's why Rashi held it wasn't a nachsadra. Faldolai made it darker. That only applies by a house, not by a sadra. So Tosa says, what that means is now I can't overlook my view. My scenery got ruined. So that's a funny lashon. Faldolai. That's why Rashi holds it's a house. Tosa holds it's a porch, and the Aruch says it's a cave. Amalei. So he tells him back, Bididika Benina, I built it on my own property. What do you want from me? So Amar Chama, but didn't call Amalei. He's right. He built it on his own properly. Amalei Ravina Rashi. Sorry, but didn't call Amalei. He's saying right. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says therefore it can't be a house. You're not allowed to do this, right? Can't be a house. So what is it? It's a porch. Oh, you made it a little bit worse. To totally take it away, you can do that. So Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Maishna Mehadatanya, how is this different than the following case? Shnei Achin, two brothers, Shechalku, that divide up the estate, Echre, Natal Sada, Bekarim, the Echre, Natal Behem Sada, Lavan, one takes an unplowed field, and one takes a vineyard, Yeshlo Labala Kerim, the Bala Kerim has an additional Dalit Amos, Besde Lavan, an additional Dalit Amos in the unplowed field, Shalmanaskin Chalku. That's the condition that they divided it up. In other words, the Balak Kerem is allowed to use four amos of his brother's field, the adjacent field, for his plow to go around. Why? Shalmanaskin. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why do you say the same thing over here? Shalmanaskin, I'll take the house, you take the garden. Of course you can't ruin my house in any way. Can't build a wall and block all my sunlight. We say that by the two brothers over there. Why don't we say it over here? So the Gemara says, Nahasan, by the case of the two fields, the alu lahadadi, they pay each other off to make sure that it's fair. Right? They pay, in other words, fine, this field's bigger or smaller, I need four amas, we'll compensate you at the moment when we're dividing up the estate, we'll make some kind of payment plan, payment schedule, that it should be fair. Right? So the Gemara says, what, abul hachamai, to lo alu lahadadi? What, they didn't do that over here? We're talking about fools. The high shakal livni kshure. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. We're talking about fools. The high shakal aspelida, the high shakal tarbitza. One takes a palace and one takes a field. Below, Allah hadadi, and they don't cheshbon out with each other. Fine, you want the house? I'll take the field. Fine, they pay me something for that. But they didn't do that. Of course they did it. The Gemara answers, Amalei, no, he the Allah hadadi. Yeah, of course they did that. They did that. They made livni for the bricks, for kashuri, for haduri, all the beams and the poles. That they did. That's why it can't mean a cave. What are they cheshmeting over here? No, you're right. You're right. Of course. Listen, they both wanted the house, right? So I'll take the house, but I'll make it worth your while. You take the field, I'll pay you.
What's this house worth? Blah, blah, blah. I'll give you here. I'll make it worth. What's the field worth? We'll go to an accountant. We'll sit down. We'll cheshbon everything out. We'll make it all fair. But you know what? They didn't cheshbon the air rights. That wasn't part of the cheshbon. Right? The cheshbon was tachlis things. Not this this right that can't be quantified. That we didn't do. Valei malei. So why can't the brother say, Meikara aspalida palgasli? I took half a house. Hashta mashvizli idrunna. Now you're giving me a dark house. It's not what we agreed to. We didn't agree to such a thing. So Amar Sini Barashi, Shema Ba'alma, Shma Ba'alma Palagle. It could be that they just divided things and he gave him something in name only. And now we're going to have a Gemara, which we had already twice, where this is such a concept. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Ha'omer. If someone says, base kur offer ani mochalach, I'm selling you a base kur. Afal pi she'ena ela lesech, even though it's only a lesech, which is a half a base kur, higiyu, it's a valid sale. Why? Shelo machalo ela shma, because all he did was sell him a name. When I said, I'm selling you a 3-acre house. That's not 3 acres. It's called 3-acre house. What is it? Whatever it is. It could be called, not, it could be a half an acre. So I'm selling you a base core. That's not a base core. It's a half a base core. It's a lezach. Why? That's the name. It's the name of the estate. V'hu demisakri base core. People have to actually call it that taka. People have to call it that. Tosas asks the bomb kasha, like, well, why can't the price demonstrate what kind of, is it, did he pay for a half a core or did he pay for a full core? Why can't the price, so Tosas says, no, it was a discount. She charged him less. So the question is, how much of a discount was it? Was it a discount of a full core, or even such a cheap price? Was it a discount for a half, or was it so cheap that for what he paid, he got a full core? That's why the money you paid can't. It's a whole discussion. What if the guy knows he was told, like the Mechatos over here a little bit? Anyway, same thing over here. Pardes ani mochelach. If someone says I'm selling you a pardes, which in this parlance means of pomegranates. Afal pi she'ein bo rimon, even if there are no pomegranates, he gave you, it's a good seal. You know why? Shalomachal el shma. He told him, he's selling you that's called Orchard Hill, right? It's Orchard Street. There's no orchard there. It's still a valid sale. Again, you have to get past what the purchase price was, what was paid, was it a mekachtos, what he knew. But assuming you get by all those problems, it's a valid sale. People have to call it that. Otherwise, it's a complete fraud. Right? Karabani Macha, I'm selling you a vineyard. Right, it is. There is. So that's one of the reasons it's not a mekachtos. Right? Afal pi she'ein bo gafano, even if there are no vineyards in that karim, he gave, it's a good deal. Shalomacha el shema. He only sold him that name, for who? De mesakmi de karma. And people have to call it a vineyard. Same thing over here. I sold you the house. So we called it a spaliza. We called it a mansion. It could be nothing. So Gemara says, what? Me, dummy? How could you compare? Hasam mati amale mochel lokeach shmazvinilach. It's possible for the seller to say to the buyer, yeah, I sold you Orchard Street. The fact that there's no orchard there, that's your fault. You should have gone and looked. Everyone else knew. The whole world knew. The whole town over here knows. Hacha, but over here, how could you say that? Mati amale adaitit the hachi pligi. This is why we divided it up. I want to live here. My father lives here. My father's house. I'm yarshining the house. What are you telling me? That no, I just the name only. God, it doesn't work over here. It's about Yerusha. So I'm yarshining. I want to live with it. My father lived here. My grandfather, my great-grandfather. We have this house for 150 years. Now you're telling me, no, I could put up a wall, block the whole thing? I can't do that. Right? So, Amrule, Maryanuka, Markashisha, Breda of Chista, Maryanuka and Markashisha, the sons of Chista, give the following answer. Who are Maryanuka and Markashisha? So Tosa says, Maryanuka, Rashi always says in Shas, Yanuka means young, and Kashisha means old, right? So Rashi says, many times in Shas, that Maryanuka was the young one, and Markashisha was the older one. Right? Right? Yonuk means young, and Kashisha means old. Maryanuka was the young one, Markashisha was the older one. Tosa says the exact reverse. Right? Tosa says the exact reverse. Maryanuka means he was born in he was born in the younger years, and Markashisha means he was born in the later years. So who's older? Mar Yanuka. Right? So the Yavit has an unbelievable vart. The Yavit says, why did Tosas, what was wrong with Rashi? Isn't Rashi much more pashat? Why does Tosas go out of his way to treat it differently? Right? He says, you know why? Because Mar Yanuka is always first. Banuk is always first. He must be older. Rashi says, no, that's not because he's first. He's first not because he's older. He's first because he was greater. Okay. Anyway, they answer. Ravashi, they told Ravashi, Nahadoi l'tamayhu. Yeah, these people from Nahadoi, they all have the same shita. They're all consistent with each other. That's why the brother doesn't have a taina. Why? Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, Ha'achin Shechalku, brothers that divide up an estate, Ein Lahem, they don't have Lo Derech, Zeh, Al Zeh. They divide up an estate, the path that they used to have in between the two fields, gone. V'lo Chalono, Zeh, Al Zeh. The windows that used to be to open up and to see each other, gone. V'lo Sulamos, Zeh, Al Zeh. The ladder that used to go from the downstairs to the upstairs, that's gone. Look at Rashi. V'lo Sulamos. Im, it's like the third skinny line. Im Natal Zeh, Bayis V'chatzer. If one brother takes the downstairs and the chatzer, V'zeh Natal Aliyah, and the other one takes the upstairs, Ein Lo L'gvu Asulam B'chatzer Shal Zeh, La'alos La'aliyaso. We used to have a ladder going up to the upstairs, right? That ladder's gone. Just like the path is gone, the ladder is also gone. Tosa says it's the exact same thing as the path. It's the exact same thing as the path. Right? Exact same thing.
What do you mean it's gone?
You have no rights to it. You have no rights to it. I don't know. You have no rights to it. Look at the one, two, the fourth Tosfos. Right? Pirish B'Kuntres. Im Natal Zeh Bayis V'Chatzer V'Zeh Natal Aliyah. Ein lo, ein legvo asulim b'chatzei rosh hazeh la'alav aliyaso. Right? You can't have the ladder in the kasha. The kasha l'ri. D'hainu v'lo derech zeh al zeh. It's the same exact thing as no path. V'nira l'ri. Kigo j'lokach zeh bayis v'zeh aliyah v'chatzer. Ein lo lishma chatzulim b'kosil shazeh la'alav b'aliyaso. You can't even lean it against the wall. That's what Tosas answers. Okay? The action is in the Tosas right before that. The action is in the Tosas right before that. Just let me get to the two dots. You can't even have if there was an irrigation canal between the two fields, also gone. And that's halacha that's kavua. That's why you're allowed to put up the wall. Because Nahardan held that there is no agreement between the brothers at all. Therefore, you can do whatever you want. Not only that, there's a path. Path is gone. V'rava amar yeshlehen. Rava argues, no, you have. Still such a thing. What's going on here? Right? What's going on here? So look at this third Tosfos. Taima, what's the reason for this? You don't have a path. The path used to be here. Now it's gone. Why? So Taima, Mishum, the Pasak Shmuel. Shmuel holds with Perak HaMocher HaSabayis, Kirby Akiva. Who says, the Amma who says, that when two brothers are dividing an estate, what are they? When a father dies and leaves the two brothers the estate, the two brothers are considered as if they bought the estate. And now, whatever calf they don't take, they're selling it to each other. Okay? They're like buyers. There's another way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, they are inheritors, and then there's a question of brera. Whatever we divide was retroactively determined that our father gave to me, and our father gave to you. Okay? Shmuel doesn't hold from the brera issue. He says, no, they're like purchasers. Therefore, Damar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. When you sell in an ayin yafa. Everything you have, you sell. Lefikach, therefore, ein lahem derech zeh al zeh. There's no path anymore. Why? Because I inherited half. I sold the other to you, I sold my path. Therefore, there's no more path. You did the same thing. Shalosh shayel atzmo klum. Kolecha chelek b'chelka chaver b'hava lo kamocher. Right? I have a minute to say what the Chassam Sofer says about that. Chassam Sofer says, I'll quote, O devlo evosh, I must admit, I can't believe, ki ein makom b'roshi laniach bo svara zu. There's no room in my head for such a svara. Okay. Can't understand such a thing. Right? He says, I don't understand Tosfos at all. I'm purchaser, therefore I sold it to Ayin Yafa, therefore I don't have no path. I told you, that doesn't make any sense. What about the guy on the inside? Right, we're trying to get to the street. So I have the outer field, you have the inner field. I can't get to your, you can't get to out of the street. What are you supposed to do? Jump? Fly? Why? I didn't leave you a path? How are you supposed to, you ask me, how are you supposed to get up to your apartment? There's no ladder? How are you supposed to do that? For this reason? So he has a whole other pshat over here. He says as follows, that according to Shmuel, that brothers are considered purchasers, right? There's no question of Brera. Therefore, since there's no question of Brera, right? Why is there no question of Brera? Because we bought it. It's as if we bought it together, and then we have to sell it to each other. We're not keeping it. We have to sell it to the other side. So I never had that path to sell to you. Why? Because we both owned it. It's like a little bit of a mental leap. I never had that path to sell to you. I sold you the field without that, and you did the same thing to me. So the paths still stay. Otherwise, anyway, the Nahar Dan held that since all this is true, there's no issue. You can't do it. You do whatever you want. Okay. Now, since we're talking about Yisomim, we mentioned this for a minute. Hushtara, there was a shtar, diyasmi, that somebody owed Yisomim money. Somebody owed the father money. Not that they owned money. Someone owed them money. Someone owed the father money. And the nafakal etavra. But they produced, the guy who owed the money produced the receipt. So the Yisomim said, he owes us money. The guy says, what are you talking about? Half a receipt I paid you. So listen to this one. Amar of Chama, it's the same of Chama. Agvuya lo magvinale. We don't collect from them. We don't collect it. He has a receipt he paid. But mikra lo magvinale. We don't rip it up either. In other words, we don't tell the Yisomim, you're never going to get that money. Right? There's a receipt, right? Agvuya lo magvinale. We don't collect the money. Why? Do not factavrole. He has a receipt he paid already. So why don't we tell him to go home? You have a receipt. Yisomim, go home. He paid you. No. Mikra lo magvinale. We don't rip it up either. You know why? The chigadol yasi, when they're going to grow up, dilma maisi raya umigrale. Maybe they'll bring a raya that they're really entitled to the money. I have a receipt. The receipt's forged. Okay? Amalei revacha braid derava l'ravina hilchas amai. What's the halacha regarding Rav Chama? So amalei bekulu hilchas ak Rav Chama. We hold like him in all these cases. Levar mitavra. Except for this one. You know why? The tzadi b'shakmi lo machzikinan. We don't assume people are lying. We don't assume documents are forged. Why are you assuming that? The guy's got a receipt. He paid the debt. Tell you some of him. No, this debt was paid already. Rip up that document. The receipt's here. We don't assume that. So the Gemara says, no. Not necessarily true. Marzucha Brader of Mori Omar behind Nami Hilchatak of Chamo. Even here we pass the Kerv Chamo. The Im Isa, the Tavra Ma'aliyahu, it's such a good receipt. Then I boil it lafuki bechayavon. Why didn't he show it to the father? When he was alive. I paid this a long time ago. Since he didn't show it to the father, he only shows it to the 6-year-old boy. Oh, I paid this debt. You leave me alone. Obviously, there's a suspicion maybe it's forged. And therefore, we hold on to it, hold on to the loan document, hold on to the receipt also, and when the boy grows up, let him try to see if it was really taka forged and if he can get the money or not. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kofenoso livnos bayit shar delas lechatzar. You could force. No, you can bring a riot to anything. There's no statute of limitations.
No double jeopardy.
No statute of limitations. No, none of that. You bring a riot, it's a little suspicious. Therefore, since it's a little suspicious, we hold on to it. In a normal thing, we don't do that. So, we let's say a bunch of people. Because it's the Yassam, right. And we were afraid that people would take advantage of them. Because they're disadvantaged people. Let's say you have a bunch of people living in a chatzar. You can force one of the chatzar neighbors to put up a shar, a gate, a delis, a door, a chatzar for the chatzar. You can force them. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol chatzar was ruyos le beishar. Not every chatzar needs a beishar. Not every chatzar needs a watchtower. Kofenoza livnos yerchoma v'delasim uvriach. You can force a city member to put up a fence, a wall, a door, a briach, a bolt, right? The Lachana Wasserman says, because really, this is going to make your house worth more. Right? Imagine you have all living in a co-op and the guy you want to put in an elevator now. No, I refuse. You can force him. Why? Because you're only going to make him better. It's only make the apartment better. The money you're going to have to chip in is going to come back to you many, many times. And you know what? If you don't agree, you're a Midas Sodom. What are you not agreeing for? It's a win-win over here. You're not agreeing to a win-win, that's Midas Adom. Not every house needs a wall. Not every city needs a wall. How long do you have to be in the city to be considered part of the city? What? Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh. 1 year. Kana ba bayis dira. Harehu ka'anchi ir miyad. But if you purchase a house, you become a member of the community immediately. If you're renting, you're checking it out, it takes a year. You buy a house, your mom is right there. Lememra, do you mean to say the Beis Shaar ma'al yisihi? What, that having a Beis Shaar is a good thing? Such a good thing, having a Beis Shaar? For who is the chassidah? There was this chassid, Davi Raga Elio, having Mishtoi Bade. The Elio Anavi was always by him. Of a Beis Shaar, he said he put a Beis Shaar in his chassar, Fesulo Mishtoi Bade, and he never showed up anymore. Why didn't he even show up anymore? Why? What's so terrible? Because the Aniyah now can't get in. The poor people can't come in now. They're outside. They're stuck outside. Right? So the Chazanish asks, why didn't the Gemara just say that it's also to build the Beis Shaar because it hurts the Aniyah? What are they the story for? With this Chassan Eliyahu Anavi. So the Chazanish says, because if you're a person of Chesed, and you treat the Aniyah that way, you're Zochet Eliyahu Anavi. That's why he says it. Unbelievable vart. Lo Kasha, not a Kasha. Ha, Begavai, ha, Mibroi. When the... It's a machloket how to read this, but let's do it simple. When the thing is on the outside, if the Ani can get in, it's okay, and if you can't get in, it's not okay. So anybody saying, or you could say, ha v'ha mebroi. So it's both outside. Ha lo kasha. Ha de itzle delos. Ha de lesle delos. Again, is there a door that the Ani can enter? Oh, you might say another answer. Ha v'ha de itzle delos. Of course, it's a door. V'lo kasha. Ha de itzle pesachas. Ha de lesle pesachas. Is there a door? Is there a doorknob? The doorknob's only on the inside. The Ani can't get in. Of course, there's a doorknob. Lokasha, hard the pasachas be didi megavoy, hard the pasachas be didi beavroy. Is the doorknob on the inside? Is the doorknob on the outside? In other words, can you get in? If you can get in, it's not a problem for the ani. If you can't get in, basically you're excluding aniyim, and that's not considered a good thing. Kofanov living those beis shar bedelas lechatzer. Tana, Rishon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol chatzer was buis lebeis shar. Not every chatzer needs a watchtower. El lechatzer tzmucha l'rishus rabim lo yebeis shar. Only if it's next to the rishus rabim, keep people out. But if it's not, ain't a royal Beis Shaar. It doesn't need a Beis Shaar. For a bonus, say, no, everyone can get a Beis Shaar. Then, and sometimes, the streets get overcrowded, and they can even flow all the way down to the dead-end street and make a tunnel over there. You can put a gate there also. Kofanova live knows Bu'ir. Same thing about a city. Not every city needs a wall. Only if it's next to the border. It doesn't need a wall if it's not next to the border. What do you need a wall for? Right, Yerushalayim always had a wall. It wasn't next to the border. It's a hector for a security wall, right. For Rabbanan, even if it's not on the border, you could have a wall. Why? Zinnin sometimes, the mikrivah is a geisi. The enemy gets through. They get through the border. They get deeper in. Listen to this halacha. Kishain Govin, when you talk about socialism, when you're collecting the taxes to build the wall, Lafina Fashos Govin, do you do by how many people are in each house? The more people, the more you have to give. Or Dilma, Lafi Shevach Maman Govin, or do you do it by how much money they have? So, the Nemuki Yosef said, the question of the Gemara is, why would Goyim come in? Why are they coming in? Are they coming to kill? If they're coming to kill, then no matter how many kids you have, you pay more. Why? Protecting more people. But if are they just coming to loot? If they're coming to loot, then they're going to go to the fancy house first. Right? They're not going to the cheap houses. They're going to the fancy house to loot. Then you have more money, you should pay more. It has nothing to do with socialism. It's just a practical thing. Why are the Goyim coming? So Mistami, they're coming to loot. What? They gain by killing. Some of them do. Some of them do. To kill a Jew, right? They wouldn't pass up an opportunity. But they do care. Listen, the normal people also on some level do care about money more. So therefore, that's why he's going to pass it. Amalei lefi mamon govin. It's because of money. For Elazar bini kavala masmaros. You put that on a nail. You write that like you kovea that. Ikediyami. Others say by my name, Elazar Rabbi Yochanan kishen govin lefi kirv batim hen govin. Do you collect from the houses that are nearby near the wall? O dilma lefi mamon govin. Or do you collect it by how much money they have? Here, the Mepharshim point out, because there was a center in the city. Now, what possessed you to build a house over there, three blocks away? Now that we're building a wall, the wall has to be bigger. Why? Because you moved over there. You should pay more for that. You made the wall be bigger. Right? You moved away from the center. So because you moved away from the center, you should pay more. You're right, that makes sense. The houses that are closer to the wall should pay more.
Masmaros. You put that in masmaros. You put that in nails. What does that mean? You put it in nails? That even though, says the Chassam Sofer, even though that is a svara, but nobody likes hearing svaras from the Chachamim. Nobody's interested in that. Right? Svara. I have a better svara than you. Right? No one's machshir them. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer says that pretend, establish it, like this is an old minig here in the community. Oh, if it's old minig in the community, nobody will have a problem with it. Alright, we'll stop here, because we're really now getting onto a new topic. Tomorrow's daf is fascinating, fascinating daf. It's mostly about tzedakah. We're going to start on time tomorrow morning, because it's a huge daf. And everyone have a good day.
Right. People settle these people.